News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
You're listening to News Talk Breakfast. We're going to turn our attention to that news that's just breaking this morning. A murder investigation has been launched into the disappearance of Kildare teenager Deirdre Jacob, and it's after Gardaí received fresh information in relation to her disappearance 20 years ago. Joining us on the line now is Deirdre's father, Michael Jacobs. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, our thoughts, first of all, are with you and your family all this morning. I know it was only last month that you marked the 20th anniversary of your daughter's disappearance. Just that news that's emerging this morning, how do you feel this morning hearing that?
We were kept informed by all the new developments by the Gardaí, but nevertheless, hearing those words coming out this morning, it's really, really heart wrenching and shattering to us. Mm-hmm. The progress has been made all along, and we're hopeful that further progress will be made.
Do you ever prepare yourself, or did you ever prepare yourself for your daughter's disappearance ever being upgraded to a murder investigation, Michael?
Look, one never prepares oneself for something like that. It's not something that you just won't go there. Mm-hmm. But having said that, the fact that we were kept very well informed by all the various investigations over the years and in recent times since we made the appeal on the 20th anniversary of her disappearance.
Okay.
Progress was made. There was good response.
And that is an interesting point as well, I suppose, is the fact that this, as you mentioned, Michael, this was all part of, it was the Gardaí from Kildare and the serious crime review team. Over the past year, they've been reviewing the entire case, and as a result of that, new information was received, and I suppose that's really where this reclassification has come about. I suppose what message do you want to get across, really, Michael, to listeners this morning on this?
Oh, the message that we need to get out this morning is that we're desperately appealing for more information. We know there's more information. The Gardaí are very positive that there's more information to be unearthed. And that's what we're appealing to whoever might hold that piece of information, no matter how insignificant it might seem to them, if that is added to the great work that has gone on, it can make a big difference and mm-hmm. progress the case much further. And that's what we're appealing for, And as I say, surely, if someone is listening to the news now today, that they will come forward with that information, mm-hmm. and that's what we're really, really hoping and praying for.
Can I just ask you, Michael, just for people that may not be fully, or just to cast people's mind back to the case, back in 1998, just tell us a little bit about your daughter.
Deirdre had just completed her first year studies in St Mary's Teacher College in Twickenham, and she was home on her for her summer break, so she was relaxing. She was taking it easy. Her first year, she had been away from home and into new studies. She enjoyed it all very, very well, and actually fitted into college life very well in London. So she was in a very relaxed state. Mm-hmm. On the day that she went missing, at about 12:30, the day she walked into Newbridge, she had a few pieces of business she needed to conduct. So she went into Newbridge. She was in the Allied Irish Bank, where she was securing a draft to send across to some of her English college students. They needed to acquire living accommodation.
Yeah, and a lot of people, of course, will be so familiar with this kind of a story as well.
That's of course, they would indeed. It's something that students go through indeed. So that's what she was about. She went to the post office then, and at about 2:30, she walked back home again. We live about 25, 30 minutes walk from the centre of Newbridge, along a very, very busy road. And she was spotted a number of times by people who, some people who knew her, other people just gave the description that we were very clear that was her. And the last positive sighting of her was just after 3 o'clock as she walked across the road and into our gateway. And as I say, we were never able to discover anything further on their
death. And obviously, as you mentioned, it's now 20 years on. I assume, Michael, with time, that it doesn't get any easier.
It doesn't get any easier, not at all. In actual fact, it's the opposite direction. It gets more difficult. You know, because as time goes on, you ask more and more questions. With family life, as how it progresses over years, there are other family events and you expect Deirdre to be there.
Okay.
You know, if you look at photographs taken within the last 20 years of you know, other family members and that, and where you would expect to find Deirdre in the photograph, and she's not there, and you know, all those sort of things flush back to your mind. It can be very harrowing.
Well, I know, as you mentioned, Michael, yourself and both members of the investigation team, they're looking at for anyone with information, anyone who hasn't yet come forward and who has details, to do so. As a lot of messages in already, Michael, from people thinking of you as well this morning, and my thanks to you for taking our call today. That is, of course, the father of Deirdre Jacob, Michael, joining us on the programme.